I'll tell you who has been on fire. When it comes to Olympics, regardless of the sport, he finds those little sports down the rabbit warrens. Our man, Shawnee Omrod, the coal miner. Let's have a listen to what he said earlier in the week, Fletch.
Now, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the individual saber, Fletch, but it's one for the purists of the fencing world. Now, I can see where the bookies have sort of fallen into a trap here. They put up the South Korean Oh Sang-uk as favourite, $2.50 favourite. He won the gold at the most recent World Cup. So the recent form line looks good, but he's only 24 years old. And he's untried in the Olympics. Now, the bloke that we've got on the second line of being the Hungarian, Aaron Shilagi, he's $5, but he's a fencing legend. He can't walk down the street in Budapest without getting mobbed. He's $5 to win gold.
Aaron Shilagi has made history. He's won his third gold medal in a row. That's absolutely incredible. Aaron Shilagi.
Our man. I'll tell you what, our man. So now get your pens ready, your highlighters, whatever you need. Just be armed for these. Whoever you bet with, take a sec before you bet and set a deposit limit from Sportsbet. Gamble responsibly. The coal miner, a.k.a. STT, a.k.a. Sean the Trader. Good afternoon.
G'day, boys. What about that? Old mate, Aaron Shilagi, if he couldn't walk down the streets of Budapest before, can you imagine what he's going to be like now? Back-to-back-to-back gold medalist at the Olympics. It was the Korean lad, Oh Sang-hoo. He just fell on a heap.
Yeah, exactly. Oh Sang-hoo.
Yeah, exactly. Hope the listeners had a fill-up. Yeah, $5 gold, and even freer, the $1.90 to win a medal. Hope that was in everyone's multis.
Hang on, did he beat the Korean?
No. I don't know. We beat in the final. Doesn't matter.
Was it a Korean? Did you say? No. Well, it does matter if you're going to get out of service.
That's right.
Wasn't a Korean.
No, it's Japanese.
Oh, Japanese. Was it? Okay. All righty, Shawnee. Because of that, we have got you ready to rock and roll. By the way, did you back that tip that he gave us?
No, I didn't. I'm all in for the trampolinist.
Oh, but you didn't back that.
No, I didn't back that.
Oh dear. yes. Shawnee, what do you got for us tonight?
Good to see Gibbo's just waking up from his slumber. Well, you heard April sort of teasing before. The Boomers are going around tonight and they're playing the Italians and they're going off 7.5 point favourites, the Aussie boys. $1.28 in the head-to-head market, $3.75. The eye ties. Now, hopefully, Brooksy isn't tipping them because he put the mock on the Opals. It was the exact same betting as this game here. He managed to get them, but I tuned into that game. They were pretty bad. Hopefully, the girls can bounce back. But it's a big night for sort of Aussie team sport Olympics. We've got both hockey teams going around, and they're going around identical prices as well. They're both $1.08. The Aussie men are taking on the Kiwis. Kiwis, big outside. It's $14. I thought they were decent at hockey, but apparently not. And the women, as I said, $1.08 as well. They're playing the Japanese, the hometown favourites there. They're $14 as well. And then the soccer team taking on Egypt. The Aussies are $2.70 favourites there. So if you're feeling very, very patriotic, you can package that four-leg multi up and get about $4 for your troubles there. You can just boot home the Aussies tonight.
Beautiful, beautiful. Anything else that's caught your attention, Doyen?
Well, I just keep on refreshing this gymnastics women's trampoline page, and the price for our girl, Hikari Mori, is just still sitting there. $4.33 is still available at Sportsbet. I don't know why. Maybe you said that listeners were having a little bit of trouble finding the market. Maybe that's why the price is still there, but you've got to go to gymnastics, then down on the trampoline. Honestly, get on. She's a former world champ. She won the lead-up event. I can't believe she's not favourite. Just get on old Hikari Mori to win the trampoline. That's on Friday. But the big mover, just quickly, in the Aussie, in the 100 metres freestyle, obviously the Aussie Kyle Chalmers. He was $2 this time yesterday to win gold. He's now qualified sixth fastest, looked very, very sluggish in the water earlier today. He's now blue now to $3.10. Ooh. He's the third, well, equal second favourite there, the Yank Caleb Dressel. He's $2.50 in the box seat now.
Hey, Shawnee, we spoke to James Magnusson off air earlier, and he's very, very keen on the prospects of Arnie in the 800 against Ledecky. So it's about $3.30 with Sportsbet. Maybe that's one to consider and to throw into the trampoliner.
Exactly.
There you go. I need to address the elephant in the room, by the way. I find this very hard when I'm in between two who have, you know, polar opposite views, but the box. He don't like him.
I know.
Shawnee doesn't like him.
I know. Well, maybe he heard. Maybe he was listening because the box was very, very reserved. Mm. The second gold medal. Have you had a word to anyone? Did you tweet anything out, Shawnee? And what is the issue with fence porking?
I draw the line. All other sorts of porking I'm generally in favour of, but fence porking is where I draw the line. Now, if you want to hear a spray, make sure you jump on the Get Him Onside Sportsbet podcast, because I was off the bit today, wasn't I?
He was off the bit.
His name, you can't mention his name around me. I don't want to know his name. I don't care what his name is. He's the coach. I care about our girl, Arnie. That's all I care about. And I deliberately didn't actually... He's ruined the race for me. I didn't even tune into her race today because I knew he'd make it all about him. Even though you're saying he's a little bit reserved, I'm going to stay away from that race just so I don't see his face.
Brucing.
Right.
Brucing.
Okay. Putting himself in the story.
Yep.
It's no good.
So we have got... When does this trampolining event start, by the way?
Or conclude? It's on Friday. So you got plenty of time to get on.
Okay.
Kari Mori.
All right.
33.
And for those who are into their rugby league, have you got an early best bet for the listeners out there?
Well, I heard Fletch sort of tease it before. He's pretty keen on the Roosters, and so am I. I'm very, very bullish about their chances. I think they're a huge price in the head-to-head, but don't be afraid to back a little margin either. Still got a lot of talent on that field. So $2.55, I think they are head-to-head. You get a nice little price bet, 13 plus as well.
And boys, I was telling you 2 weeks ago, they're going to get a couple of losses coming up and then back them for the top eight. I'm talking about the Knights. Here they come. Anyway, righto, Shawnee, we'll chat tomorrow.
All right, boys, good luck.
See you, Shawnee.